بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on to talk about some of the hadiths that talk about forbidden types of marriages. Last time we spoke about the marriage of shighar, and now we talk about another marriage which is forbidden, hadith number 309. And who will read this for us? Yes, Akhi.
Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam prohibited on the day of Khaybar the contracting of temporary marriage with women and the eating of the flesh of domestic donkeys.
Okay, this hadith talks about two issues. The first one is temporary marriage. In Arabic, it's called mut'a. And the second issue is the flesh or consuming donkeys. So let's talk about the first issue. Part of the marriage that is haram, that is forbidden, is mut'a. What is mut'a? Mut'a is temporary marriage in the sense that there is consent and agreement from both parties that the marriage would last only for this period. And when this period is over, by default, they're separated. And this kind of marriage was permitted at the beginning of Islam. In the year of Khaybar, the Prophet ﷺ prohibited it. That was on the seventh year of Hijrah. And in the year of Awtas, in Fath Mecca, on the eighth year of Hijrah, the Prophet permitted it for a short period of time and then prohibited it forever. Now, this is the consensus of all scholars of Islam. And to us, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is considered to be zina. This is considered to be pure fornication and zina. Why? What's the difference between going to a woman and saying to her, listen, I'll marry you for 2 hours, and the price of your mahar would be $100. And after the 2 hours are over, it starts at 10 o'clock, ends at midnight. She said, I agree. We go to the mullah, he writes a contract, and that's it. What's the difference between this and going to a prostitute with the agreement of her pimp or whatever, and making a contract and khalas, 2 hours and it's over? It's the same thing. One would say, okay, why was it permitted? Akhi, there is a difference between when the Prophet permits it, alayhi salatu wasalam, and when he prohibits it. It was needed and specific time, and the Prophet permitted it. So our religion comes from the Quran and the Sunnah, not from our logic. Now it was completely and totally prohibited, so it remains as it is. Marriage between a man and a woman has to be permanent with the intention of having it permanent. Divorce may take place, but not as in an agreement, as a contract. After 2 months, khalas, she can leave you and say, without even saying ma'as salama, without saying bye-bye, she leaves. Why? The contract is over. This is not marriage. This is, nowadays, it's considered to be zina. Before, it was acceptable at the time of the Prophet, but he prohibited forever after that. Now, is this similar to when a person marries a woman and he intends to divorce her, but he doesn't tell her? It's an issue of dispute. Some say that this is totally permissible. Why? Because no one knows what's in my intention. So when I propose to a woman to marry her and we make the marriage contract, for example, a student goes to another country to study his BS or his BA. He's going to stay there for maybe 5 years. And he's unable to get married. He doesn't have the money to get married from his country. Or women in his country will not go out with him and travel. So he marries a local. He goes to the parents and they say, okay, we accept. And he intends, after I finish my course or my studies, I will divorce her and go back to my country. Does anybody know? This is something in me. Some scholars say that this is halal. No problem. Because there is a possibility that he may change his mind and he will take her back with him. Other scholars say that this is not permissible and the marriage is invalid. Why? Because he has this intention. But this is weak. The marriage as a contract is intact. The third opinion, which is what I feel comfortable with, is that the contract is correct, the marriage is correct, but the person is sinful for keeping this information from her and from her parents, because they're Muslim. I am deceiving them. If I tell them that I want to marry your daughter, but after my course is over, I'll divorce her and leave, would they give me their daughter? The answer is no. They will feel that this is not marriage, this is playing around. So I feel that the person is sinful and he should not do that. If a person was in need to get married in such circumstances, let him not intend that he will divorce her. You never know. Maybe after 2-3 years, she becomes your wife that you love truly, and you would do anything to get her back with you. And that is the best case scenario. But is it mut'a? No. Mut'a is a contract that is limited by time, mutual agreement, and after it, there is no idda usually, there is no any financial obligations. The contract is severed and cut immediately. As for the donkey's meat, this was permitted before Khaybar. On the day of Khaybar, in the 7th year of Hijrah, the Prophet ﷺ, while they were cooking a number of donkeys and pots were boiling, the Prophet ordered one of his companions to go and tell them that this is haram. You have to throw all the meat out and break the pots. He would show that everything related to it is to be disposed of. So the companion said, "Oh, Prophet of Allah, can you reduce this? Can we, instead of breaking it, just wash it?" And the Prophet abrogated, alayhi salam, the previous command and said, "You may wash it." So this is what deals with the issue of nikah al-mut'ah. Now, there are a number of other nikahs or other marriages quite popular nowadays, especially in Arabia. I don't know if you've heard of this, al-misyar. Does it ring a bell? Zawaj al-misyar. We have zawaj al-urfi. And you have to understand what this means in order to judge it. Zawaj al-urfi in some countries, Islamic countries, has a number of meanings. The first permissible meaning is urfi marriage, is when a man marries a woman with the approval and consent of her guardian. So all the conditions and all the pillars of marriage are fulfilled. Then why do we call it urfi? Because it is not registered in the government. So what is the ruling on this marriage? The marriage is complete and intact and valid. However, it is not recommended. Why? Islamically, it's correct, true. But Islam also looks after the welfare of the woman and her children. Sometimes such a marriage takes place. They have children. 2-3 years later, the man flees the country. And she's not divorced. And she has children. She goes to complain to the government or to the embassy. She has no documentation to prove that. So this Islam tries its level best to protect the woman and her welfare and the welfare of her children. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.